I only would have much work today to do a review and a finalization of the last two processes. I hope we'll be able to finalize this as early as we can so that you can have time to attend to our things. Today is a budget speech day, and there's a lot also to be done. I wonder if there's anybody with any new input than what we had last week. I remember that we gave members to go and study the short list and come with any commentary. We need to approve 5 minutes if I still remember very well. But we said that, the 5 names are needed there for addition. But they brought in a list. We can put a list of whatever number of names that you want, and the minister can choose the 5 names that he deems fit. And the minister told me yesterday that there is also a list that will be forthcoming, but they need a filler of one name in the board of Tia. But he said it will also be coming here soon. Another thing which we discussed last week was the question of the regularization of the appointment of boards in Parliament. We have included here in the report that we're finally going to give that we need to do that. But again, on discussion on passing yesterday with the minister, I got to understand that they are already working on an amendment bill which is going to address that, at least for now, in the science system. Although it will still be a nightmare for the whole of Parliament, because the whole of Parliament is also governed by these irregular packages of that. It seems therefore the minister was very much what do you call it? It's very much opposed to Parliament interfering actually with the operation, the appointments of boards. He feels that boards are accountable to Parliament through the ministry. So if the Parliament is part of appointing the boards, then if things go wrong in the entities, how can Parliament make the ministry accountable, because they have chosen those boards? They are saying that there must be separation of powers. Boards must be operationally appointed by ministries, so that if anything goes on with the ministry, Parliament is fully having a reason to make the ministry account, because they are solely responsible for those boards. But if Parliament is also part of that, but it's unfortunate because all these are in the statute of how it was working, but they are busy processing now an amendment, at least for now, which will govern the operation of the science system rather. But it's not only really that, but they are looking at all other gaps in the science system. So this bill is going to go through the cabinet and then it will come to us. But he said for now, because this is how this established, like this one is established as after consultation with the committee. So we still need to go through it. Although, again, as I said last week, we don't, at the end, he still has the last say because it's after consultation. But he said the other one which is coming, it is in consultation, which means therefore that we have a big step to make in the appointment of the one individual person who is supposed to top up this shortlist. That's it. But what we have done here, we've seen us in the report, we have further made note of these problems. And we hope that when it reaches the ministry, this report, and they may formally write to us to tell us that they are processing this amendment bill to address this problem. Okay, right, over to you, honourable members. Let me know what you think, what names you have in mind, if at all, or if we just approve that list as it is, then the minister can choose. I think that would be easier for us, I say, because well, Bishop, unless there is anybody with a special name that he wants the name to be added. But I thought that that list is quite enough to give it back to the minister. He must choose this, the five names that he prefers from that list. Honorable Lupanyan?
Yeah, Chair, and honorable members, and everyone who's here. Good morning. Thank you, Chair. Thank you for reminding me. I think I'm in agreement with you on the second part, because I think last week we said let us make our deal, and unless having gone through the CDs is represented to us, we're obviously going to have a one way or the other. You know, that way we could say no. Many of these names from the list. And having gone through them, Chair, I think all of them, I think they are provided with the proper persons that we saw about them. So I think even the criteria set up in the Act, I think they were much of that, even the gender, geographic spread, and all those things that are set up there, I think I'm satisfied, Chair. Hence, I would then formally. Let us approve the recommended list and with the view that the minister then take the five that we have to and then the others will be in that list.
There is a motion that they be adopted, the list be adopted as it is, and the minister chose from the list that has been provided by his committee. Any second? Honorable Tonya.
Thank you, Chair. Before that, I just wanted to go to the issue of the legislation. Because in the next page, number 2, as the oversight authority, Parliament should consider facilitating discussion. Now, I just want to pardon my ignorance. Does then mean we, Parliament and Internal Portfolio Committee, will have to do that? Or other committees? Because I was going to then move that, or when the minister will then be formally, after getting the report, will then be formally notifying the office of the committee on what then the issue of the amendments. Will it not then be appropriate that at that time, as Parliament through the portfolio committee, look into that? Or we can also start our process. I just want clarity on that. And otherwise, I'm outside that. I think
my response to that, just to make clarification, is that Parliament has a full capacity and constitutional right to initiate legislation. So we have a right to take decision whether if we want to take the initiative and change this, we can change it as Parliament. We don't have to wait for the minister. And it is upon us now that the minister told us that they are looking into that, then to wait for them and see what they have. But otherwise, since we have discussed that it is troublesome even for us, we could initiate changing it ourselves that we want in the science system that we operate like this. But I'm not sure whether we would like what the the amendment is coming, but it seems to me in my briefing here last night that it is coming with simply nullifying the committee having to do with the appointment of the board. The amendment is it's going to be like that. But we'll discuss when it is before us.
Obviously, other portfolio committees have sometimes the same problem. Don't you think it justifies the discussion between certain portfolios who have to deal with this kind of appointment or boards or entities whenever, or sometimes during their term or year?
No, this cuts across all parliamentary committees. Otherwise, you would be which committees are going to leave behind and which not, because the whole parliament which operates in this capacity. This is a matter which actually demands the attention of the Speaker's office to regularize. But as an initiative, in our science system, we have taken the initiative that at the same science system, boards must be, the appointment of boards must be regularized. That's what the amendment is going to come with. So, in the way it is going to be regularized, it is whether we as parliament, as parliamentary committee, if we accept that or not. But our was taken an initiative in the sense of to regularize it, not to wait for other committees. Because it's, as I'm saying, this is as early as the early 2000s, it's been like this, and it has been discussed, even the chairperson's forum, but nothing has ever been done. Because the only person who is supposed to regularize that at committee, at general committee level, is the house chair of committees. And so if it doesn't do that, then there is no way. Sorry for that. I forgot to close my phone. So it's up to us. We can amend, we can come up with an initiative. If as a committee we feel that we want to be part, the minister was saying that what is happening, for example, the option that is used by the portfolio committee on communication on SABC, where I govern the whole process, says that is according to the constitution. For chapter 9, all chapter 9 research should be directly the process should be directly be governed by parliament, because they report directly to parliament. Yeah. So, but the other options like ours, we have got those two options. In which case, the minister feels that even those options will still interfere with the role of parliament and constitution at the end, because then parliament cannot make the minister accountable for the functioning of entities because it appoints the boards. Yeah, it does make sense. Anyway, so that's it then. Let me hear from you. There has been a motion and a second, but we also wanted clarification in second. And I think I've clarified this. So otherwise, therefore, we agree that we accept that list and that the minister can choose from that list the five names that he needs to add in the new board.
Yes, you
will. Agreed?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members.
I want to propose a committee that says, in terms of our visibility, if your office can formally arrange a visit by the committee, a study guide or a study tour in the science center, so that we're able to
have a
Oh,
Now there's a report there.
Sorry. There's a report that we need to adopt therefore after this. I will read the report for the committee for adoption. The report of the Portfolio Committee on Science and Technology on the consideration of a short list of candidates for appointment to the board of the South African National Space Agency dated 27 February 2013. The Portfolio Committee on Science and Technology, having considered the short list of candidates for appointment to the South African National Space Agency Board in terms of Section 7(1)(c) of the South African National Space Agency Act, Act No. 36 of 2008, referred to it on 11th of December 2012, reports as follows. The committee held meetings on 20 and 27 February 2013 on the above subject. The committee noted that there were 5 vacancies on the board. The department received 45 nominations. The expert panel appointed by the minister to compile a shortlist from the public nominations recommended 13 candidates. The committee was satisfied with the qualifications of the shortlisted candidates. The committee therefore recommends that the House approve the following shortlist. 1. Mrs. Esther Kambule. 2. Ms. Evoja Malefane. Mrs. Ntombokuqala Nokolunga Mnqeta, Mrs. Mukoka Matugana, Mrs. Marius Resselman, Ms. Kenosi Slami, Professor A.D.M. Walker, Mr. Lyndon Petter, Dr. Daphne Mahindi, Dr. Jonas Mpepia, Ms. Ashley Naidu, Mr. Mbangiseni Nafubada, and that's Ms. Kerry Raja. The committee further notes that within the science and technology portfolio, there are considerable differences in the legislation governing the appointment of members to the board. There are differences across portfolios in respect of appointment of personnel to statutory bodies. The committee therefore recommends 1. The minister considers reviewing legislation with the purpose of bringing in line legislation which has bearing on the appointment of members to the board so that there is a uniform approach with regard to the appointment processes. 2. As the oversight authority, Parliament should consider facilitating discussion, research and review around the standardization of legislation that deals with the procedures for appointment for appointing the boards. So this is the report. I'll give it to you for adoption there. Adopt seconder. Honorable Smith.
Proposed adoption.
Honorable Junita. Seconded. Thank you very much. I think that's all that we have for today. Yes. And then Mrs. Spudo then can come with her PowerPoint.
Well, thank you, Chief. My approach is on that and talking with Daniel. I wanted to propose that we organize as a portfolio committee a visit to the Science Center venue for us to be able to have a look into all what they are doing. Because yesterday it was more of a launch, so if we can have a formal visit, whether a study guide or a study talk, sometime where if Mrs. Isaacs can look into that. Because I think that it's quite an interesting area. But secondly, in that also we must consider if, because it's more on science and how best to empower learners at all levels and educators, would it not also be important that if we can, I don't know which one will come first, but also consider inviting the Department of the Portfolio Committee on behalf of educational, whether both
regions.
Yes, I was going to say both basic and higher education. Thanks.
that is quite a useful proposal. I had informally discussed with the chair of basic education, because Chairman Supi, my neighbor in the office, and she was very much willing to join us in all these kinds of joint ventures that affect basic education. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she will be happy that we have been formalized it. There was another opportunity, and then after that, another issue.
Chair, thank you. I would like to add to Honourable Dunjua's suggestion that we also try to visit the minister. I think mentioned there are 20 centres in the country, and I'm aware of the existence of a very competent either science and maths school in KwaZulu-Natal that does more or less the same work. So I would like to suggest that we don't only go to the Western Cape, but perhaps also go to, for instance, what's happening in the Popo or the Eastern Cape in this regard. I think it's very important that we don't only focus on what we've seen last night. My second suggestion is that very late last night I was made aware of the fact that there's a portfolio committee, I don't know which portfolio it is, on fracking. Now fracking is a subject that cuts across more than one portfolio, and I would like to suggest that whenever there are meetings on this fracking, yes, energy
fracking.
Well, so mining also, you know, mineral resources.
Oh, yeah.
So it cuts across a few portfolios, and I would like to suggest that whenever they have meetings on these topics that cut across portfolios, that we should get invited, especially when they are on Wednesday or earlier or whatever, but because we need to interact with each other when it comes to these kinds of topics crossing, or yes, I've made my point. Last week I attended this invitation of the British High Commissioner during the week of the SONA, and the Commissioner, High Commissioner, suggested that we should invite her to the Portfolio Committee to come and make a presentation on this project on the Bloodhound. Now, I've mentioned it to Sushinath. Bloodhound. It's a turbocharged car that came to race or demonstrate its capacities in or on, is it Sineerpan now, Vaxtierpan in the Uppington area, but I think it's a very positive. It's also focused on schools. There was an exhibition last night at the centre. We will be able to, if we visit the centre, to see what's going on. But the High Commissioner approached me and she asked me to discuss it with the Portfolio Committee, and specifically with the Chair, so that we also then consider the possibility of inviting her to come and make a very short presentation, and she's keen to do it herself. And then finally, Dunja, Honourable Dunja, myself, thought on a lighter note, let's invite our minister. It's his 60th year. Unfortunately, his birthday was, I think, on the 13th of January. But on a lighter note, then why shouldn't we just show him that we want to celebrate with him? Thank you.
I suggest we invite him for lunch. Remember, he had invited us for lunch some time ago, which we were unable to attend. This time round, it must be us inviting him for lunch. And just invite him as a portfolio committee. I think I have some money as a chair for those for such purposes. And we can have lunch together there, book at the lunch desk there, lunch table. And then we congratulate him on his 60th birthday. I think that would be Shanat must just check and arrange which time would be suitable for all of us. Okay. I suggest what you have just mentioned, Honorable Shanat. I suggest that we give it to our content advisor to follow it up, you know, the one of the British High Commission project that I think we must circulate to members what it's all about, and then discuss between you and Shanaz when then we can invite the for the presentation of that project, once members have been familiarized with its aims and objectives.
I had circulated to members a very long time ago when this first appeared in the media. So I'll try to find that and additional information and circulate that to members for your information. And I'll also scan in this brochure with Honourable Dr. Loder's permission and send this to members electronically as well. The one thing that I want to find out from members is that this is on display at the Science Centre. So would members feel it be appropriate that on the day that you decide to visit the Science Centre, that the British High Commissioner maybe do a presentation there, or would that not be correct in terms of protocol and standing for British High Commissioner? I think Shamnaz would know better. But we can find out, and then we can make a proposal to members as soon as we have all that information.
I think that's a very good proposal, as far as I'm concerned, because it's a short thing. It can't be dictated to a whole committee in time. So we can we as well. I think it would be the most appropriate for it to be addressed and on the scene of the center where the exhibition is displayed. I think again, Shanaz and Rene, they must work on that and brief us accordingly. I think I myself I accept that proposal. Right, Honourable Smith.
Yeah, Chair, on the Science Centre visit, you recall yesterday that this minister, in fact, said, I think it was the minister, said there were three major ones, Cape Town, Durban, Joburg. And later, I was speaking to Dr. Afterheider, who said that what's really, you'll remember also a statistic last night, which said that of the 70,000 visitors, 20,000 were school children, but the other 50 were passers-by. Now, he said if you look at KZN, there's a very good centre in Richards Bay and Durban, but the figures are the exact reverse. Something like 90% of the visitors are school children. He said, in fact, the department believes that its funding of these science centres is not really sustainable, and that this should be taken over by basic education. And the department is, in fact, right now speaking to basic education about it performing a much more important role in this whole programme of science centres. So the point that someone made, that maybe we should speak to basic education, is a very valid one, and the issue should be taken up. On this issue, so I agree with Geneva that if we're going to go and visit, let's perhaps visit also more than this one here. At least we've been into this one, the other ones we haven't even visited. Then on this Bloodhound thing, Chair, yeah, I've got no problem with the notion that we listen to the High Commissioner, but I do think this is the world's landspeed record in the Northern Cape. Now, they've been setting up this for, they've been based here now for 6 months or so, setting up. I think it would be very good, and I certainly would have had great interest in this committee being part of that attempt. I'm not quite sure what date of the year it is. I think it's the first half of the year, or maybe in winter, but it's like a year-long preparation to get the site ready and to get everything ready. And quite apart from some little check out the Science Centre, which may or may not be of great interest, I would be interested in attending that, because it will be fascinating. So let's also bear that in mind. Depending on the dates are and when our oversight things are, we could always link that in with something else up that path we work.
They've got schools in the Northern Cape connected to this whole project. Yeah. And I think this whole demonstration or the attempt to break the record will be late during this year. So yes, I would like to agree with, and I've got a business card person, they refer to as an education administrator, I will also give the information to relay. Thank you.
Actually, when you were calling me, when I was stuck there behind the crowd, I happen to have interacted with a number of very strategic people actually who are behind the establishment of the science centers. And what we were discussing that time with them was that few as they were enlisted yesterday, but they are ready to establish more science centers where the committee may suggest. So I think that's a very important project which we must discuss. I've had an appeal coming from NSOP that they would like that there is established a science center in the southern Natal, in the southern KwaZulu-Natal, in the South Coast region. Because they've got one up in the northern region, which is Richards Bay. But themselves, they told me that the one that they know that they have, they didn't count one of Richards Bay. I don't know who, therefore, who is behind it. And they said theirs is in Gateway, in case of that, the one that they have. So, but they gave me the business cards to discuss that after I've consulted with the committee. But I did tell them that I've already been approached two times by the NSOP that they would like to have a science center in the southern region, of course, from Natal. So I'm thinking, I think the Eastern Cape is also a very important area that we should have a science center, and Limpopo. I think the committee must try and work out the feasibility of having a science center as a matter of priority in these two provinces, which is, even Northern Cape. Northern Cape, Limpopo, and Eastern Cape. And of course, Southern Natal, because already there is a proposal coming from NSOP. Well, let's see how much they can overstretch themselves. People, but I met the architects of this center. Even that one, said they are the ones who were behind this consortium of this one. Yeah.
Jefferson, I would just like to ask whether we can't get a list of all the science centers so that we know exactly where they are situated. And then furthermore, I would also like us to consider if there's not one in Northwest yet, because I'm not aware of one, that you please also consider Northwest.
Well, yesterday, unfortunately, we were not around, but they did list them yesterday, the sensors that are existent at the moment. What we are talking about are sensors that we think, are areas or regions that we think that are also important that they should have. I think they said yesterday that they have only three science centers, so they said they're not the...
The three big ones.
Oh, the big ones.
But then John, also mentioned Mr. Bayer. Fourth one. So I think they said there's three big ones.
Oh, the big one. The small one. Okay. Yeah. All together, yeah. How much? 20?
Well, the minister
said 20.
That's what I
think. Okay. I think, therefore, Honorable Kelpani is right. We must get a list of where they exist. All of them, and then we can then be able to suggest other places should there be a need. But I'm not sure who funds them, because they, like that one of yesterday, there were different stakeholders, but I guess the people that are leaders, they know how to get still good partners when they are establishing them, so they would know much about that. If we must just make recommendations for priority regions, then I think they said they would be very happy to receive that.
Thank you, Chef. On that point, I recommend that when we are in the Eastern Cape, we must consider that other side of Amphatharite, Pondolent, Randaba, Pondolent, when we are looking for the center. We must take that side because they are almost outside, far away from helping areas, so that they can get help.
Generally, Eastern Cape is very underdeveloped. The bulk of it. So we will have to make a town of them if we are if we could consider that an object. I think you must agree, people of Eastern Cape, where exactly would you like the priority area? Because I guess as a first instance we can only have one, we can't have more than one.
I was going to suggest that I think as we'll get the list and identify where the 20 is outside the big three, and then look as the committee, because you can't do that outside again the Department of Basic Education and Higher Education, because there are tertiary, let me make an example in this country, there are about three tertiary institutions right across, there's NMMU, there's Rhodes, there's Water System, there's Forte. Now, when you are to, there are many factors that you have to consider, but that's why I'm saying when we want to then, therefore in that meeting, in that joint portfolio committee that we'll be having with the Department of Education, both basic and higher, let's look into that, because it's quite an interesting subject. What I also wanted to just to sensitize members so that we are aware, just for information sharing. For me, I was never aware, and I'm honest about it, that there are CSIR units, if I can call it, in our province.
Entities,
yes, I was. There is a CSIR entity. I was shocked that it's just here in PE in the UK. So I would imagine. So I'm saying, as we are, so that when we are in our provinces and doing our either our oversight work or whatever, we are then able to interact rather than waiting for us to go on an oversight in Pretoria. I'm making an example. So I was just saying to members, it would be important that as much as we'd like your office to assist, but let's also make use of Google and check some of these of these issues that are entities that we are dealing with and those that we have interest on.
Well, I'll say what I want to just point out as a matter of as a point of clarification is that CSIR is spread all over the country, and it has got many entities. In fact, in Rahamstown Metro Services, they also have entities there. They have got entities at Stellenbosch, a very big entity at Stellenbosch on marine engineering. They are spread all over, up there in Beaufort West, hydroponic there, the projects there, they are there. So I think that's a matter for our content advisor to just look at, because just like HSRC is not only in Pretoria. They have it in Cape Town, they have it in KZN, we have it elsewhere, I do not know. Depending on what we want, if we want to explore, say, the benefits of HSRC, we can ask the content advisor to explore where is HSRC located in other regions and what do they do there. Just like CSIR, which regions, CSIR, and what, because they are doing it different things, you see, in different regions. There was another project of predecessor. He used to like in Stellenbosch, which is also a project of CSIR. I don't know what it was all about, but she used to visit Stellenbosch a lot for that CSIR project. Yes. So I don't know what it was about. I've just forgotten what she is, but she wanted the committee to go there. There's also indigenous knowledge systems there. Anyway, well, I think we can give that to our content advisor to explore all those kinds of things and give us in due course, and then we can fit in, and we'll can look in our committee program, and then fit some of the things that may be of interest to us immediately. But for now, I think what we must work out to is to try and coordinate. There are two things that I think that are of primary importance. It is the forthcoming briefing by the astronomy development desk, the one of Kevin that we saw yesterday, because we are to visit also that observatory. And then the second one would be the science center with the British, this project, British High Commission. So I think those are the immediate ones which Rene was working on. Yeah, I think so far that's how far we go for today. Thank you very much.